Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Ink Mage by Victor Gishler, performed by Fiona Hardingham.
Chapter 1. The fortified watchtower overlooking the Eastern Sea was officially called Ferragan's Tower for the engineer who built it. But to the miserable soldiers stationed there, the post was known as the Snow Devil's Asshole. The tower sat on a narrow peninsula of rock that jutted out to sea like open palm, the rocks around it battered constantly by the tossing, foaming sea. When the wind howled, it drowned out the crashing waves, and the wind always howled. This night, small, stinging snowflakes rode the wind, coming in sideways. Tosh and the other four soldiers huddled around the fire pit atop the tower. They were keeping watch, which meant that about once an hour they'd take turns grudgingly rising from the fire to walk to the parapet and glance at the empty sea. It was a dull, cold, unhappy posting, generally reserved for soldiers who'd messed up in some way. Tosh had gotten drunk on his night off and had vomited into the carriage of a minor nobleman. The next day he found himself with his pack slung over his shoulder, marching with the rest of the replacement garrison to the Snow Devil's Asshole, with the rest of the screw-ups. "I'd fuck Berig's wife." Tosh had to raise his voice to be heard over the wind. "I don't mind a big fat ass." The others laughed, including Berig. Berig said, "If you're daydreaming about my Luella, it just proves you've been up here too long in this frozen shithole." They laughed again. And that's how they passed the bleak months until they were relieved, telling soldiers' jokes, trying to keep warm, and keeping careful watch on a rocky stretch of desolate shoreline that hadn't needed watching in 30 years. When Tosh had first arrived, he'd taken some comfort in the salt smell of the sea, which he enjoyed. But that small enjoyment had waned quickly as the tedious weeks dragged on. He held tightly to one small ray of hope. In 4 days, his tour of the Snow Devil's Asshole would be up. The relief garrison would arrive, and he could go home, and he could get a woman. Even one as fat as Luella would do. 20 men, 3 horses, 1 tower. All grinding time slowly and eventually into dust.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?